Hello, Roy. My name is Darren. We've been playing phone tag for a week or so now. I'm the one that you dinged and left a note on my windshield last week. You can give me a call. It's 206. Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Darren. It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, how are you? Good to finally catch up to you.
Yeah. Yep. I'm pretty good.
Do you live just across the street from me?
Oh, I don't know where you live.
Oh, I live right where my car was parked.
Oh, okay. No, I live several blocks away.
Oh, I see.
I was parked down the street in a van when you picked up the note off of your car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't notice yet. I think I came out about 7 or 8 o'clock or something.
Oh. Well, I had the back of the van pointed at your car because I have this satellite body. It's an MRI machine, but it works at long distances. And I needed you to stand still in a reading position. Like while you were reading the note that I left in your car, so I could adequately perform a full body scan.
On me?
Yeah, like an MRI, I was beaming radiation toward you and the car, and it worked. That was one of my first full successful scans. And
I know what an MRI machine is in the traditional sense, like, you know, you get your ankle or your knee MRI'd. Why were you doing an MRI scan on me?
It's just a test. I invented the machine, and it doesn't use magnets, and, you know, it's much different than the, you know, standard MRIs. And, yeah, you're healthy. No problems that I noticed at all. So there wasn't really a ding, unless you count the radiation that I beamed at your car. But that doesn't really count. You wouldn't be able to see that.
You can understand why I'm completely lost, right?
Well, no,
I understood what you're saying, I think.
I needed you to stand still. So
why wouldn't you just get out and ask me to stand still?
Oh, you'd probably think I was weird then. I just needed you to stand in a reading position.
I think you're weird now for doing it without knowing it and knowing that you were just a few feet away from me.
Oh no, I was down the block.
Me and them.
This is a long range scanner.
Regardless, it's just the weirdest thing in the world. Don't you know anybody that you could ask to stand still for 20 seconds?
No, I don't have friends. I just needed you to stand in a reading position so I could do the scan. I was able to scan almost your entire body. I didn't get from the knees down. So, you know, you could have cancer in your knees or your feet or something, but that's unlikely. I think everything's fine. Yay for
science. Okay, well, I'm delighted to know that my car is okay, because I, you know, after, like I said, a couple of days later, the next day when the sun came up, I went out and I started noticing all kinds of dings that I'd never really noticed before.
Yeah, that happens a lot when I leave notes. At it. People find these old dings on their cars and they think that I did it, but it wasn't me. I didn't do anything to your car.
Right, except point and MRI thing. And so you're doing some testing on this new system?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Yeah,
or?
human testing, unwitting humans.
and tell me again why they're unwitting.
I don't know. It's probably, it's not exactly legal to go around beaming radiation at people on the streets.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I hadn't really even thought of that issue, but
The FDA has been up my ass for years now. It's really getting on my nerves.
Why do you keep doing it? What are you learning? Or, I mean, what is the point of doing it?
Well, I'm going to sell this machine probably to Arizona. They're going to put them in their cacti.
Perfect. And that will probably be a multi-million dollar thing once it's said and done, yeah?
We can hope.
Right.
But yeah, the note, it was just a ruse.
Yeah, well, in order to do that, they're going to want some clinical data, of course, before they sign million-dollar checks. And do you think this kind of data is empirical enough to convince a state entity that has, you know, to clear $1 million budget?
Well, this is just the pre-tests. You know, we'll get to real tests one of these years.
I hear you, and that's going to take some budgeting because then you're going to need to.
Hey, don't tell me how to do my job, okay? Don't worry about it.
Hey, dude, you're the one that gave me your phone number. You're the one that pulled this whole ruse, okay. And you're the one that's taking my time. So don't fucking call me. I mean, don't do this shit to me and then tell me at the end of it, after sweating me out for a week, why didn't you call me back the very next day and tell me this? Well, I've been trying to play ping pong with you on the phone here for a week. So if you're doing this and you know the FDA is up your ass, you know that you shouldn't be doing it, and you know that people get offended when you do it, why do you wait a fucking week to tell me that it's all a ruse? You've been through this before, and you know people get offended by it.
Well, I tried to call you a week, but you're being an asshole and not picking up.
You're a fucking douchebag. I have a life. I don't park down the fucking street and spy on people.
It was research.
Anyway, well,
I
don't give a fuck, dude. Research means you need clinical, empirical data.
Oh, you don't know shit. You don't know how anything
and
works.
And you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're not a scientist.
I am a scientist. I'm fucking trained. Maybe you could have seen my PhD hanging on the fucking wall with your goddamn MRI machine.
Well, that's not how MRI works, you idiot. So obviously you don't know anything.
You're a fucking moron, dude. Don't take my time again. And if I catch you down the fucking street in a van looking at me, you're going to be in bigger trouble than you think you are now.
I'm going to scan you every day. I'm going to scan through your house. I'm going to...
Timber. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip you like nuts. Such a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, Dean, but don't you read?
I just kind of heard, believe you'd be messing with my blood gun. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
Or
is it an asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
D-tember. Pretty girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones.
Hey everybody, this is RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for September 5th, 2016. On today's show, we're going to present a test group of humans with increasingly insane situations and see how they react. It's all for science. Today's show is sponsored by Mr. Taco, who's been supporting the show for about 2 years now. Holy crap, thanks Mr. Taco. If you'd like to support the Snowplow Show, it's really easy to do. The best way is to go to phonelosers.org/cactus, and you can sign up for just $5 a month, which gets you some occasional secret shows, videos for the live shows, and high-quality feeds. And I don't know, I guess that's it. It's not really that great of a deal now that I've said it out loud. Crap. Anyway, if you don't want to use that thing, you can use Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers. And every little bit helps, so thank you everyone who has been supporting the show. Today I am once again going to try and do some carding calls. This is a prank call that we all get to participate in. The way it works is that the listeners, you go out and leave a note on a car. And the note should read, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call at 401-526-3769. And you should sign the note from Roy, and that of course is my telephone number, and I can pick up the calls or listen to the voicemails that they leave, and I'll call them back and say wacky things to them. If you're not comfortable leaving notes on strangers' cars or going out in public at all, it's okay, we understand. You can participate in another way. You can leave suggestions on what kind of things I should say to people. You can leave these comments on phonelosers.org. Just click on the latest show and leave some comments with your ideas. Or you can make suggestions through a poll that I set up on the PLA Facebook group. located at facebook.com/groups/goawaypla. It's the poll that's pinned to the top of the group. I am only going to call people that are in the United States or Canada, but I don't know if someone does one from another country, maybe I'll call it. I just don't have calling credits, and I'm just a cheapskate and never pay for the international stuff. So it's probably best not to do this if you're in another country, but maybe I will, just no guarantees. I'll just have to see how much international credit I have on my Google Voice account. Before we get started, I want to read this email from a guy named 1738. He says, "Hey RBCP, what you doing? I decided to make a pilgrimage to the Columbia-Missouri crosswalk that all those people complained about. It's actually a huge barrier in the middle of the road to force people to cross at the crosswalk instead of jaywalking. I left some notes for you. Maybe you'll gain some listeners from it. Feel free to share these pictures with everyone." And then he has a link to his Imgur account. And I thought he meant carding notes at first, but nope. He left, they're like little post-it type notes that say things like phonelosers.org, cactus, iHeartRBCP. And he doesn't say where he left the notes, but I guess he just posted them on the crosswalk barrier wall. And you guys remember the crosswalk show, right? It was a petition. People didn't want the crosswalk to be built there because they put a big wall between the lanes on the road, which actually looks kind of nice from 1738's picture. But anyway, if you're interested in seeing pictures of a crosswalk in Columbia, Missouri, I will have a link to that in the show notes, because that's what all of you want to see. You want to see a picture of a crosswalk. Thanks for that, 1738. Let's call some carding people now.
Hi, Roy. I'm sorry. This is...
What a jerk.
This is the lady that you left a note on her car that you hit it. You can call me at 716-4...
Apparently she doesn't have a name.
Thank you.
All right, so that was a message from 26 hours ago. And there's two more after that. It looks like the second one's kind of similar to the first. And then there's this one.
Hi, Roy. This is the lady whose car you had hit.
She still doesn't have a name.
I'm still waiting to hear back from you. I hope I do so today, because I do need to get a hold of the police at some point.
Oh, shit.
And it's going to have to be done today.
Oh, man.
So you can reach me at 49...
Crap.
I'll be unavailable between 1:30 and 3. After that, you can reach me. Thank you.
And shit, I think that's what time it is where she is, but let's give her a call anyway, see if she picks up. I guess I'll just call her the lady.
Hello?
Hey, lady, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad.
Okay, you left a note yesterday?
Yeah, I was walking by and I noticed that your neck rests were at a bad angle. And I'm a chiropractor, and I thought I'd get in there and just kind of adjust them for you. But then as I was getting out, my boot just kind of scraped the inside of the door.
Okay.
So sorry about that.
You got into my car?
Yeah, I just went in to adjust the neck rests on your seats, because they're at really bad angles, and you're not supposed to have them like that. And I'm a chiropractor, so I know what I'm talking about.
Well, so why would you get into my car? It's not your belongings.
Well, I just told you why, because your neck rests were at a weird angle, and I don't want you to have neck problems.
But so, it's not your vehicle. You had no business touching my vehicle.
Well, it kind of is my business, because I'm a chiropractor, so I just kind of I selflessly broke in and fixed it for you, so you're welcome.
Well, I would like to talk to, have your address and insurance company and so forth.
I'm sorry, what are you mumbling? Can you mumble louder?
I'm sorry, I have you on the telephone.
On the what phone? The shitty phone?
Car phone.
I can't understand.
Car phone.
Oh, car phone.
Car phone.
Car phone. Wow.
I need your insurance.
Well, did you see the scratch? It's not even that big of a scratch. It's just on the inside of the door. It's like right where the speaker is.
I see it.
What?
I see it.
Oh, wait, can't you just get off of your dumb car phone? I can barely even hear you.
Excuse me, can you just give me your insurance's name and your full name?
Yep, I'm this is Roy Gerbel. I'm with State Farm Insurance. But I mean, I noticed you didn't thank me yet for fixing your headrests. Like, does your neck feel...
No, because you got into my car without my permission.
Well, does your neck feel...
Why would I thank you?
Does your neck feel better yet? I think you're going to thank me when you start noticing that your back and your neck...
You're not getting it. You broke into private property.
I didn't break in. I just opened up your door and
the car is... No, the car is always locked.
Well, yeah, I used a Slim Jim to open the door.
What is your last name again, sir?
That's Gerbel.
Spell it, please.
G-H-Z-L-B-I-L.
And a phone number, again, the number you're calling from?
Oh, you know what it is. You called me. You left me like three messages.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
So what's your name? You didn't even say your name in your messages.
No, you did not. I did not.
How come?
Because you broke into my car. I don't need to give you my name at this point.
Well, you didn't know that I broke in until I told you.
Yeah, well, now I know, and... You'll be hearing from the police department.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Hold on. I'm typing your phone number into Facebook, into the search field. Okay, there you are. Your name is Tammy. Hey, Tammy. I'm Roy.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hey. I figured out your name even though you didn't tell me.
I know. Isn't that weird?
No, it's clever. It's more like clever than weird.
Okay.
Just typed it right into Facebook.
We'll be in touch.
Okay, well, can you... If your neck doesn't feel better, can we set up an appointment for you to come into the office?
No.
Why not?
No. Because this will be... the next conversation will be between the police department.
No, look, I'm not going to charge you for adjusting your headrests, okay? So, like, you don't have to worry about that.
I would not want... I'm not worried about it. I wouldn't pay you.
Well, I know, because I'm not going to charge you.
I did not give you... No, sir. I'll be back in touch with you.
Well, that's why you're not paying me, because I'm not charging you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for finally saying thank you. You're welcome for the headrest thing. Hello, Tammy? Tammy hung up. I was hoping she'd be more pissed when I figured out her name, but I guess she was too busy being pissed about the headrests and me breaking into her car and that big scratch inside her car that she could apparently see. The chiropractor idea was from Midget Mutilator. He wanted me to be an annoyingly preachy chiropractor, and he pretty much wrote out all that stuff I said to Tammy. So thank you, Midget Mutilator, for that one. And thank you, whoever is leaving notes in the 716 area code. I've gotten quite a few from that area, so thanks.
Yes, Roy, this is Tim calling. You left a note on my wife's car this morning. Could you give me a call back when you get a chance? 716-5, that's myself. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tim sounds like a no-nonsense type of person, so I'm just going to get right to the point with Tim. I'm going to be very blunt. Don't want to waste his time or anything. Oh, he wouldn't pick up, but I have set up my phone system so that I can receive calls from carding people this year, and he's calling me back right now. Hello?
Yes, this is Tim calling. You just try to call me?
Oh, yeah, this is Roy. I think I left a note on your car.
You did?
Yep.
How'd you get my home phone number? You know, out of the book?
I don't know. It was on my voicemail, I guess.
Oh, anyway, yeah, what's, I'd be honest with you, that ding was there. You put a couple little scratches by the ding, but that dent was in the door.
Oh, that's good. So, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was a couple little scratches under the ding, but it's no big deal. But I appreciate your honesty. You leave me a note, at least, you know.
I see. Yeah, I went into the car to change my clothes, and, I just, as I was getting out, I thought my belt buckle hit it. But that's good to know that it was already there.
Yeah, it was already there, but I appreciate it. Anyways, thanks for calling.
Do you know, like, did you find a pair of socks in the back seat?
Of my car?
Yeah, of that car. Because I got inside of it because I needed to change my clothes real quick for work.
How come where was your car?
I don't have a car, but I just had my clothes in my backpack because I was walking to work at the video store.
Oh, look, the car's out front here.
I think I left my my regular socks, not my work socks, but I left my regular socks in the floorboard or on the back seat or something.
I'm walking out here right now.
Okay.
I don't see him.
Ah, crap.
My wife left in here. You're in the back seat. There's nothing in the back seat other than a couple of boxes of Fruit Loops that my wife must have left there.
I kept sitting on those when I was trying to like contort my body to get my pants on because they're really tight pants for work.
Yeah.
And I kept.
Oh, no, they're not in here. Right? I don't see them anywhere.
I kept smushing the Fruit Loops. I'm sorry about that.
What's that?
I kept.
All right.
But don't worry, my butt is very clean. I wipe all the time.
That's great.
It shouldn't be a problem.
All right. We'll just let it go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I like the way your car smells. Like it. Do you know what kind of air freshener that is?
It's something from Yankee Peddler. We get them over to Walmart.
Oh, man. It was so great when I was changing my clothes in your car.
Where do you work? The video store?
Yeah, over at the video store.
Which one is that one? Which video store?
Family Video. It's over there by Subway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm glad you called. I appreciate your honesty. We won't worry about it, okay?
Okay. Hey, if you ever need a VHS of anything, I'll hook you up. Just come into the video store.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. All right. Say hi to your wife for me.
I'll do it. All right.
Give her hugs and kisses. Wow, that guy just refused to care that I was in his car. He's probably from a simpler time, you know, back in the day when everyone used to hitchhike around with each other and people left their doors unlocked and their cars unlocked. And if you needed to change your clothes real quick, you just hop in some random person's car and you do it. Nothing wrong with that. Back in the day, I'm old, so I know what that was like. You know, back when you needed to drive somewhere, you just hop in someone's car. They always leave the keys in the ignition and you just drive around and bring it back when you're done. That's what good neighbors did for each other. Maybe put 75 cents worth of gas in it, just to be nice. Anyway, that was Boggy B's idea. He said, I needed to change my clothes and I used your car as a changing room so no one would see me naked. Oh, I should have had him check for skid marks. That would have been great.
Hi, Roy. My name is Todd. I'm the guy with the gold Ford Ranger on Harris Avenue that you
gold?
Left a note regarding the door ding. So I walked around my truck and I can't see a whole lot going on. It's pretty hard to hurt that old beast. So I don't have any concern. I really appreciate you leaving.
Oh, I'll give you some concern.
If you have any concerns, you're welcome to call me back at this phone number, area code 716. But no big deal. And thanks again for your honesty. All right. Bye-bye.
Damn nice people.
Hello.
Hello, Todd.
Yeah, this is Todd.
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, Roy, do you get my message?
Yeah, but I left the note. I'm a private investigator, and the note was just kind of a ploy to get your fingerprints. Cause it's for an investigation I'm doing. But I didn't think things through. I guess I need to get that note back ASAP.
Yeah, so what kind of a game is this?
Oh, it's not a game. I wasn't thinking clearly that day. I thought that'd be a good way to get your fingerprints for my investigation.
Yeah, into what?
Well, it's a private investigator matter. So I just need to get that note back from you. Is there any way I could get that back?
Probably not unless you've got some sort of a warrant.
Oh no, it's I don't have warrants. I'm just a private investigator. I'm not like a cop or anything.
Okay, well, there's no reason for me to be involved in any sort of a private investigation of any kind because I'm on the up and up 100%. So
yep, that's something.
There's no reason you need my fingerprints. You come and get them personally.
That's something a criminal would say.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm a social worker. So you want to come over and visit me at my house where you supposedly dinged my car? Then you can do that. And we can talk in person.
No, that's I like to do things kind of like a private investigator. So I'm not just gonna walk up and talk to you. That'd be weird. I got to do things shady and all sketchy-like.
I am?
No, me. No, that's how I do my business, my work. Okay, well, if you're not going to give me that note back, I don't know, I'll have to think of something else.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, because I'm not understanding why you seem to think you need my fingerprints.
It's for an investigation.
Yeah, and I want to know why you got me involved in a private investigation.
Well, I didn't get you involved. It's just part of the investigation. I have to eliminate everyone in town.
Okay. Well, you can find my fingerprints at the New York State Troopers Department because I'm a certified social worker, and my prints were taken by my company at the New York State Troopers Department.
Are you sure they weren't taken when you got arrested?
They were taken then, too.
Okay. Just checking.
They were taken when I was... Yeah, that was over a decade ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And they were all, that was at the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Department, though, not at the New York State Troopers Department.
But you said you were on the up and up, and you were a very honest person. But now you're saying you got arrested 10 years ago, so the truth comes out.
No, not a few years ago. 12.
Well, you said 10.
Okay. You want to get into semantics?
Yeah. What'd you get arrested for?
I'm not telling you any more information because I don't know who you are.
Oh, come on. Just tell me because to look it up online, it costs like $12.
Well, I'm sure you have the money.
I don't know. Things are pretty tight these days. And he hung up. The private investigation idea was from Ben. He left that suggestion on the comments on phonelosers.org. Thanks, Ben. Your crazy idea actually upset someone. It did not sound upsettable.
Oh, hi, Roy. My name is Karen, and
hey, Karen.
Your wife left a note on our car last night indicating that she'd hit the car last night. And first of all, I want to thank you so much for leaving the note. I really appreciate that. It's just very kind of you. And
stupid wife.
We should probably connect.
My wife left the note because she's not the one that pays for the damn insurance.
To discuss what's happened and... to just plan how to move forward. So if you could please give us a call. My name is Karen, my husband is Jim, and our number is 604. And thanks a lot again, and the vehicle's certainly drivable. We just need to know a little bit more about what happened. Thanks, bye.
That's a call that came in 23 hours ago on the old carding number. So she's probably Googled it already.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I guess my wife left a note on your car.
She did. And I called you back yesterday. Thank you so much for returning my call.
You're welcome. I don't know. Did she write anything specific on the note?
She said that she dinged our car. And that it was an apology and please call to follow up. So,
I see.
I guess you weren't with her at the time.
No, she was actually working at the time. She's a producer. They make music videos. And I guess she said she was directing a music video for a tribute Def Leppard band. And there was a girl on a bikini on the hood of your car, and they were literally pouring sugar all over her. And I guess sugar eats through paint, apparently.
So I'm not really sure. This was where our car was parked in Richmond?
I believe so. She said...
Because the damage that we see, I'm curious about exactly what happened, and probably we should speak directly with her because we noticed some damage, and I just want to make sure it's consistent with what actually happened, because there was somebody climbing on our car?
Yeah, well, it was just a girl in a bikini, and she was, like, writhing around sensually, and while the one of the guys was pouring sugar on her for the camera shot. What kind of damage did you see?
Well, I'm going to go out and take a look at it again, and we thought, actually, that somebody had hit it, because there was some impact damage. It's probably best if we speak with her directly because we were going to call our insurance company and proceed with the claim, and then but getting more details from her about exactly what happened
She did tell me like one of those dolly rigs smashed into your car because they were trying to do a close up shot and they had like the railroad tracks down and they were moving the camera real fast. And they forgot to put the stopping thing on it, and it kept going and slammed into the car. It was a really expensive camera. So I...
Oh, dear. Well, it's probably... So...
And someone's got to pay for that.
What's the best way to get a hold of her?
I don't know. They're out doing shots again today for the second video on the B-side, you know? She's I don't know. Like, she's just saying, she was trying to tell me that someone's got to pay for the camera that was damaged when your car hit it.
No, our car was parked.
Well, yeah, but the camera wouldn't have been damaged if your car hadn't been sitting there.
Okay, so let's just, I'm going to go out and look and look for and look for what you're describing here, and
okay.
then maybe if you could get her to call us directly at some point.
Yeah, I could do that.
That's probably the better conversation to have, because
yeah.
then it's not going to, you know, then we can get the full story.
Have you noticed on the hood, is the paint getting discolored or perhaps bubbling or anything?
Yeah, we'll go out and take a look at that, and then we've got a really full picture so that when we talk to her, you know, the story can actually be completed.
Well, I don't know. She's kind of a blabbermouth. I don't really want her talking to anyone because, I mean, personally, if it was me, I wouldn't have left a note. I yelled at her for that last night.
Okay. Well, let's just, you know, you've got our number.
Yep.
And you know that we'll go out and take a look at this.
Okay.
And then from this point on, like, we know how to get in touch with you, and then if we have questions, we can call back. And then if there's a way that we could speak with her directly, that would really be the best option.
Okay, yeah, I can let her. I'll have her call you this evening. Hey, by chance, did you find like a camera mount thing inside your car on the dashboard? Because she said they mounted a camera inside so that it could look at the bikini girl's butt with the sugar.
Well, how did they get inside the car?
Oh, they're professionals. They probably used a Slim Jim or something. I'm not sure. It's just...
Okay, I'll take a look, and if there's anything that resembles that, we'll be in touch again.
Yeah, it would have been like just a suction cup mount that was pointing out. They got the camera,
and
but
it
I think...
Been,
huh?
Would have been on the dashboard.
Yeah, somewhere. Maybe it fell on the floor. It's just, you know, it's like a $70 thing they needed to film the girl's
sure.
butt.
I'll take a look at it, and I'll get back to you, Roy, if we find anything.
Okay, well, I'll have her call you back then.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, honey, baby. I don't think she heard that. That was another idea from Ben, filming a Def Leppard tribute band video, because, of course, you all know the song Pour Some Sugar on Me. Everybody knows that song. It's a classic. I listen to that all the time. My prank calls are starting to sound like they were all done in the 80s. Talking about video stores and Def Leppard videos. Oh, shit. We got another call coming in. Let's answer it. Hello?
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
This is Marnie. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good.
That's good.
You left me a note on my car.
Oh, that's okay. I remember doing that.
Mm-hmm. That was really nice of you. That was very nice.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem. It's just, did you see the damage? It was right by the turn signal light in the back?
I've seen a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my light bulb burned out for my turn signal and my brake light, so I opened yours up and took your light bulb out and switched it with my car, because we have the same kind of car.
Okay.
Yep, so now my blinker works, but yours doesn't.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Because mine was out, and I didn't want to get a ticket or anything, because I've gotten too many tickets, and I don't know, they might take away my driver's license or something eventually.
So what do I do?
Get a new blinker light. If you'd like, I can send you some money for the light bulb. They're only like $5, maybe. They're pretty cheap.
Do you go to that church every week?
Yeah, not every week. I work a lot on Sundays, so yeah, not every week, but sometimes.
It was the same kind of car, right?
Yeah, exact same car. I just, you know, the bulb was out, so I just switched bulbs.
But did you damage it?
Well, just as I was putting the light case thing back on, it just kind of scratched the car a little bit along the side. I had to use a butter knife to like pry it out of there so I could get the bulb out.
Okay. Where do you live? Across the Somerset Mall? I mean, the Somerset apartment?
Oh, how'd you know?
Well, I know that.
Oh.
But that's where you live, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's me.
Okay.
Third apartment from the
but
left.
I don't think you should do that, though.
Yeah, I know. I just really had to, though, because I didn't have $5, and I needed a turn signal light, Because, you know, the seems like every time I get in the car, a cop comes up behind me, and you know, if my right blinker doesn't work, I just have to make left turns until he goes away. And if I make a right turn, he'd probably pull me over again. And like, whenever they pull me over, I start telling them how I'm a sovereign citizen, and they have no rights over me, and then I get tased, and it's a mess.
So, what, are you an alcoholic?
Oh, no, I don't drink at all. Why do you say that?
I mean, why do you get pulled by cops? That's what I want to know.
Well, because my blinker would be out. If my blinker was out, I could have gotten pulled over.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do.
Okay, yeah, just get a new blinker light. Your blinker light needs to be changed.
Yeah, but what if I didn't have the money?
I don't know. Just you know, you can borrow it from someone or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's right what you do, though.
Well, I had to get a blinker. I didn't want to get pulled over. They might find drugs in my car again. We can't have that.
What kind of drugs?
Are you looking to buy?
Am I looking to buy?
Yeah. I mean, I got some weed. I got some cocaine. I got a little bit of heroin, but that's for me. You can't have that. But you know, maybe if you pay me in advance, I could probably get you some. I know a guy.
Really?
Or I could just introduce you to my guy. You know, my heroin guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, have you ever tried meth?
No.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But you know what? Yeah, but I think you need help. Lots of help. But for next time, if I turn this to the cops and I tell them what you did...
Well, don't tell them about the drugs. Please don't tell them about the drugs. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
That's okay, but for next time, you can't do that, though. What if I didn't have the money to pay for the light bulb?
Oh, well, don't you?
No.
Oh, crap. Oh, I'm sorry. Next week, I'm going to buy less drugs, and I'll make sure I have, I think they're just like $6 or something, and I'll get you a new bulb. But it's gonna be an incandescent bulb. I don't have the money for an LED. Come on, what am I, rich?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a nice day. Oh, poor guy. Now he's got to check his blinker. Let's see what message he left, or if he left a message. I've been getting a lot of calls from this area, from Michigan. So whoever is leaving notes around Michigan, thank you very much. Oh, here it is.
Hi, Roy. This is Marnie. I was in church, and I got your note.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a few scratches, but I will. Please call me at 248. Thank you very much, Roy. Bye-bye.
Well, that's weird. The message goes on for another 40 seconds. What's happening? I'm scrolling ahead. I don't hear anything. They forgot to hang up. Oh, shit. What's happening? He's digging around in his center console for a new cassette tape to put in his radio, I think.
Hello?
Oh, whoa. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yeah, that was the end of the message. I guess he just forgot to hang up. And was that a female or a male? I thought it was a guy the whole time I was talking to him. That message sounded like a lady, so I don't know what to think anymore. Maybe I just need to stop forcing my gender stereotypes on everyone. And holy shit, you guys, I love being able to receive calls like this. I remember I wanted to do this last year when we did the Carding's. I wanted to set it up so that I could easily receive phone calls from Carding people, but I don't think I ever did it. Or maybe I did and I just don't remember. But I don't think I did. Anyway, this is fucking awesome, being able to just receive calls when they call me back. Why didn't I do this years ago? Stupid me. By the way, that idea was from Ben. Once again, he's always leaving ideas in the comments on phonelosers.org. He did that last year, too. It was so annoying. But he's left tons of ideas. In fact, I think that idea was from last year. I still have my idea list from last year. And I got a lot of ideas from Ben and Boggy. Okay, here's another call coming in. Let's answer this call. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Roy?
Hi.
Yeah,
it's Roy.
You left a note on my car yesterday?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. I was going to try and call you back today.
I didn't see any ding on the car.
I said I dinged your car.
You dinged it?
Yeah, I dinged it.
Yeah, I didn't see any spot at all. I'm not worried about it at all. They're not.
Oh, there wouldn't be a spot. No, it's dinging. It's a mechanical term. Are you a mechanic by chance?
No, just a weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a mechanical term. It improves your car's performance. And I left the note to discuss how we're going to pay your bill.
I would pay my bill for what?
For dinging your car. I improved your engine and the performance, and you're going to get better gas mileage from now on. So normally I charge. I'm sorry?
When did you do that?
Yesterday, right before I left the note. Normally I charge about $135, but I'm running a special this week. It's only $115. Would you prefer?
I don't think so. I never authorized that.
Well, yeah, but you're gonna save so much money just in gas mileage alone, and it's totally worth it. But so we take credit cards. I can take your card over the phone, or you can come into our shop and just pay cash if you'd prefer.
Where's your shop at?
It's over on Second Avenue, Gerbel's Automotive.
Yeah, no, I didn't authorize anything like that, so I'm not buying to pay for anything.
Yeah, but have you driven your car in the last 24 hours? Have you felt the amazing performance enhancements?
I drove home from there yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, did you feel how well it drove and just how perfect it was?
Not any different than it did before.
Oh, well, you just don't know what you're talking about because you're not a mechanic. No, it's so much better now, and you just wait. You're not going to pay as much. You're not going to have to get as much gas.
All right, well, we'll see. But no, I didn't authorize anything, so I don't intend to pay for anything.
Well, no, you have to. Well, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna open your hood back up and take out all of the modifications that I did.
Okay, fine. You do that.
I will. Where do you live? Because I don't know where was that parked in front of you?
I don't intend to tell you.
Well, I need to get
I
need to get my enhancement stuff out of the engine.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that's fine. Goodbye.
I also gave you a quart of moonshine. I added it to the gas tank, and he hung up. That was definitely an idea from last year. That was from Gonzo. I haven't seen any ideas from Gonzo this year, so he probably is just not a listener of the show anymore. He's probably like, holy shit, I've had enough of Brad Carter's bullshit. Stopped listening months ago. But thanks anyway, Gonzo, for that idea. I don't see any messages from that guy, so I guess that was his first time calling in. And that was another call from the 248 area code in Michigan. So I was looking through my carding voicemails, my old voicemails. And you know, after someone leaves a voicemail and I give them a call and everything, I delete the voicemail. It's gone. So last year, after Ding Timber was over, I'd erased all of the current messages. I was down to zero, probably. And I don't think I logged into the voicemail all year until just a few days ago. And there were about 250 messages. And they're all pretty much like this one.
Hey Roy, yeah. This is and me and my buddy, we just prank called this lady and told them that she won a free iPad just like you did, so give us a call back.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like a billion 11-year-olds asking me to give them a call back. And there's a ton of people like trying to trick me into calling them because they think it goes on all year. And this is because of the really old videos that I have on YouTube where I show pictures of the notes and the notes have the number printed on them. So thank God I'm getting rid of that phone number after this Ding Timber. I should have done this years ago. I've had that number for 5 or 6 years now. And I'm really tempted to just sit here and listen to all of the messages from the voicemail from the past year on the carding voicemail, but I won't do that. I won't do that to you guys. They're pretty much all the same anyway, just people trying to trick me.
Hi, Roy. This is Jean. I'm the gal that you left the note on the vehicle.
Gal?
Could you give me a call?
Who the fuck says gal?
424. Thank you. Bye.
All right. It's another Canada person. The challenge is to actually anger them.
Hello?
Hey, Jean?
Yeah?
It's Roy. I left a note on your car yesterday.
Oh, yes. Hi, Roy. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Where do you think you damaged the vehicle?
Damaged it? What did the note say?
Well, probably Andy. Probably
what?
Wrote the note. Okay? Because Andy... I'll just get it and read it. Okay, the note says, sorry, I accidentally damaged your car with a Go Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Call me or my partner, Roy, at blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio and I got really angry because they were talking about politics and stuff, and I just took my Go cup full of Pepsi and just winged it at your car as hard as I possibly could. It exploded all over the side.
Did you?
Yeah. Did you
that
notice
was
it was
a silly
all?
Silly thing to do.
I'm sorry. What?
No, I said that was a silly thing to do, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I got angry because of the politics and stuff.
So it's on the driver's side.
Yeah.
Obviously, then
it should be just completely covered in sticky Pepsi.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I didn't touch it. I'm going to go out there right now and touch it.
And there was ice in the cup too, so it like hit really hard. I thought it left a mark.
Oh, okay. Let me. My husband, because I told my husband, he had a look at it. He said, I don't see anything.
Hmm.
And I didn't see anything, but.
Well, was it all sticky? Were there a lot of flies and stuff?
Well,
I'm
not in the habit of running my hand over my vehicle.
Oh, I am.
Every time
oh,
I
man.
Get into
Mm-mm-mm.
it. But if that's all that occurred, well, hang on. I'll just go.
I've got a dirty car.
See. Hey? It's sort of been raining too, eh? So maybe that's.
Oh, that
all.
Probably took care of it all. Maybe the dent just popped back out. You know, that happens.
Hey? Kind of a coolish kind of day today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did throw one at the other side, too, the passenger side also.
You did not.
No, I was such a heated political argument. I went back inside, and I got another Go cup, and this one I filled with Dr. Pepper, and I winged it at the other side of your car.
And why would you take it out on our car?
Well, I didn't want to victimize two people, and I'd already hit one side of your car, so I just came.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't believe you. That's just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, obviously you're not. If you went and did it twice.
Well,
you know.
Actually,
I'm sorry at all.
No, to be honest, okay. it was actually three times.
I think you're full of it.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I said I think you're full of it.
Oh, no, for real.
No, it's not at all sticky.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't believe your story.
And, no, I'm for real.
You should. Well, then maybe you would like to come over with a mop and a pail and wash it?
Well, I think the rain probably took care of it, so it's probably okay.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I appreciate you or Andy, whoever, having left a note in the first place.
Oh, okay.
That was very, very good of you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Andy's my partner.
I can't see someone doing that in a fit of anger, quite frankly.
Well, you know, I'm not like everyone else. And I'm really into politics.
Apparently. Oh, are you?
Yeah. They were talking about Trump again. I was like, and
oh, brother.
Started, I just threw my cup. I don't want him being president of our country here.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, do you?
It might, if it does.
I mean, although it's hard to say,
If it does, you might want to park your car somewhere privately, because I will fuck that shit up.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for the note. Obviously, no damage done. And hopefully it'll be the election outcome that you want.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do this again.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Yes, you too.
Go enjoy that beautiful weather.
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hang it up. There, she hung it up. At least I won that part of the call. That was a note left in British Columbia in the 604 area code. And they used the old carding number. Damn it, cut that out. Quit using the old carding number. Use the new one. The new phone number is 401-526-3769. Please write that down if you're going to leave any more notes so that people don't Google the phone number and find my old stuff. But thank you for leaving notes in British Columbia. And I thought she would argue with me, like, we're not the United States. Trump's not going to be president of our country, but nope. I guess that's just not how they see it up there.
Roy, that was a classic with Alex and Sasha. You made me spit spaghetti all over my keyboard.
Yay.
On the Midol thing. Anyway, you're on a roll, dude. That's classic. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Hey, Bradley. I was having a little bit of issue with prank calling, and I was reading up on a lot of your old shit, and you mentioned that you didn't really have a lot of morals growing up, so I feel like that might be something that conflicts with it, and I was going to ask, but like,
what the hell? The voicemail just cuts off. That sounded like it was going to be a fun question about morals, which I probably lied about. I had morals growing up. My parents beat them into me, so I don't know what that was about. I just don't have any morals now. That's probably what I meant.
Hey, Brad, it's John. I had an idea for a clip show, if you're looking for one. I think it'd be cool if you did a call that referenced all the bits and bytes and basically the references that you use in the intro to the Snowblow show. So I think that'd be really cool if you actually like played all of those back-to-back sort of thing. And we need to see where they're all from.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Texas, cactus, Texas, Texas.
Cancer. Cancer, cancer. Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. I'd like to do that. The problem is that I don't know what all of those are from. I just kind of grab the clips as I'm editing. If there's a really hilarious thing that was said during a call, I just take the clip out and throw it into a directory and randomly use it forever. But I can't remember where most of them are from. So if anyone would like to come up with a list of where all those calls are from, that might be kind of a fun thing to do, just put all of those clips into one single show. Maybe someone should start a thread somewhere on Reddit or Facebook or whatever, where we can all figure that out. You guys, I think this is the shortest voicemail segment ever, because that's it. There's zero voicemails left. And now I'm kind of tempted to actually make you guys listen to a bunch of the old Carding voicemails from the past year. So the show is over. I've called everyone from the Carding voicemail, but I'm not getting a lot of answers today. So this show is a little bit shorter than I was hoping it would be. But that's okay. We had some fun. I got to be a chiropractor, and I got to be married to a lady who makes Def Leppard tribute music videos. That was fun. So hopefully I'll do an evening show and try and get some of these other ones that aren't answering during the daytime. I'll try and do that at some point this week. Hope everyone enjoyed today's show, and if all goes well, there should be another one soon. And if there isn't another one soon, that's going to be Mr. Taco's fault, because he is the sponsor of this show. So thanks for nothing, Mr. Taco. See you next time, everyone. Be sure to go out and enjoy that beautiful Canadian weather today.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Will you say your name again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hair by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out the car. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever, like every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I don't go to the local places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't have the go-cups at the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti on you. That's our new slogan.
Bob Murphy.